The Placing You First podcast begins in less than 20 seconds.
Visit crcgroup.com to subscribe, download our award-winning tools and intel articles that help you stay aware of emerging issues and trends, or get a snapshot of the insurance marketplace with our industry-leading Ready Indexes. You'll find it all on crcgroup.com under Tools and Intel.
This is the Placing You First podcast. I'm Dan Wentz, and this podcast features news and insights from CRC's vast knowledge base of 2,000-plus associates who write in excess of $10 billion of premium annually. And we're giving you insider access to what's happening in our company and the types of insurance we place.
This is the Placing You First podcast.
Okay, so we're joined today by David Pagomian, who is from Red Bank, New Jersey, the CRC Red Bank office, a member of the Property Advisory Group, and the office president there in Red Bank, always a great contributor for us and very knowledgeable. Thanks for joining us today, David. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Today, we're talking about the hard market. Agents are dealing with some challenges on pricing, on capacity, on everything today. And we wanted to pick David's brain and get some more information about that. David, the first question I have for you is, what are you seeing with your agents right now? What challenges are they having specifically in property with this hard market?
Yeah, sure thing, Dan. I think we would all agree that we're running out of words to say for the time that we're living. You know, a hard market is one thing, but, you know, put COVID-19 right on top of it, and that's a whole nother thing. You know, you're talking about a shift in customer behaviors and expectations that have been brought upon us during these times. And we've all been forced to, compromise and sort of be flexible in the way that we work. So all of those dynamics, are making all of us stressed out about the challenges that we're all facing. So what I'm seeing, there's different generations of producers, right? You've got the producer that's probably 5-10 years from retirement and has seen plenty hard markets and, you know, has been here before. And then you have some of these really smart, you know, growing producers that have been in the business for probably a decade. And this is actually, while it's a very big challenge for them, it's a great opportunity for them if they can get through this, and come out the other end. And so what I'm seeing a lot of our producers do, you know, at CRC, we try to understand the retailers' pressures and demands, right? You have clients that are constantly being cold call by different retailers saying that they have the next best, pricing and coverage and what have you. So it's constant communication, right? So if you know you have a difficult renewal coming up, you have to share the bad news fast. And then there's the way and how you share it. What's the plan? What are we going to do to initiate a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D? All hands on deck. Now more than ever, using the tools and the analytics that we have to help our clients calculate risk, to help them identify companies' appetites, emerging markets, getting on conference calls, having virtual underwriting meetings, saying that, yes, it is tough out there, but we've got this plan. And that's so critical right now to make that connection. If you're not, somebody else who's saying the things that the client wants to hear is going to, you know, take the business away from you.
Yeah. So it's a good time to really up your customer service, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's great having customers, right? It's a compliment. It's a challenge. It's a compliment because they have choices, and it's a challenge because we have to keep meeting and exceeding their expectations. I mean, each client has a rippling effect with regards to COVID-19, whether you're in the restaurant business or hospitality business or real estate business, everyone's shaken and stirred from this. You know, I'll give you a perfect for instance. I had an account for about 10 years. It was a habitational deal, you know, annual meetings with the client, what have you. Their GL went up tremendously. And I was able to deliver a 5% rate increase on a HAB deal with a $25,000 deductible. Long story short, because their GL went up so much, okay, they were forced to look at all lines of insurance. And so they were able to find the replacement for the property placement on a shared limits program. And most of the times, a lot of clients, you know, would think twice about a shared limits program. But when your GL is going up, your E&O is going up, this is going up, everything's going up, you know, you make exceptions. And, you know, who would have thought a 5% rate increase? It actually was a 7.2% rate increase. I think I was embellishing a little bit, but a 7.2% rate increase on a $25,000 AOP deductible on older HAB, you know, was certainly, and we felt that we did a great job, but unfortunately the market thought differently. The pressures that are happening on different lines of coverages, they're going to creep over to the property side because they're going to be looking at us and vice versa to try to bring in some savings or to insulate the pricing increase.
So as a wholesale broker, this is a great time to get creative and find even better solutions, you know, really prove your value to your clients. And I would think too, do you think that, you know, if you're able to solidify that relationship right now during the most difficult time, that when you come out of this, you're going to have a better relationship forever because they're going to realize what you did for them right now during the hard market, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Customers tend to navigate towards, professionals get the job done, right? And that get the job done and that also bring value to the table, whether it's helping them to qualify, you know, quantify their risk. You know, this is where, you know, now more than ever, we have to help them to make decisions on, should you buy that limit? Should you look at this deductible? And really give some professional guidance and properly documenting all of that. But yeah, I mean, you know, that saying, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger is absolutely true for our business, like in any other aspect of life.
So let's talk about the different perspectives. So right now, what is, you're a retail insurance agent, you're dealing with your buyer. How are they viewing this? They're viewing this as, oh my gosh, my prices are going up, right?
Not only that, they're getting a call from competitors saying, hey, prices are going up. Has anybody spoken to you about it? And if you're a retailer and you didn't catch up to them on that, you're going to be caught. And so I find that most of the retail brokers that we work with, okay, are very professional and that they're, you know, providing the up-to-date market intel to their customers. But even if you're doing a great job, just having another customer, just having your customer get another phone call from a competitor to try to get in the door is stressful because the stress of having to get the program done at the best rate increase is one thing. Add to that, you know, competition that's breathing down your neck. Now, you could argue that that's made in the USA, right? That's our system. And that's what makes us innovative and competitive. And that's great. And it's fine. I mean, you know, there's a sport in that. However, if as a retail broker, you know, that's why a lot of times our brokers at CRC, we're always providing them the state of the market updates. We're asking them to join in on meetings with underwriters. We're having them look at their data and starting a data campaign. One way to really get a client embraced into your fabric is to say, hey, let's start a data campaign on secondary characteristics for convective storm. Not many other brokers are talking that language. And so if you're talking about doing things that are sort of out in the frontier, you're going to be able to hold on to that broker because there's not going to be much that they're going to hear from somebody else that they've already heard from you. So our brokers at CRC are providing that sort of, you know, cadence, if you will, in the process.
For sure. So yes, definitely lean on CRC Group for those, you know, that those tools, those resources, and also make sure you're increasing your communication and make sure that customer service is the best it's ever been, really. What about from a carrier perspective? How are carriers viewing this? I had someone the other day say that underwriters are not philanthropists. And I thought that was a great saying. Does that hold true in property? And what are you hearing from your carriers and how they're viewing the hard market?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up in the business when you made an underwriting profit by investing your money well, right? And and of course I'm embellishing a little bit, but you know, it was more, you know, what can I get on my yield of my investments? So, you know, put simply, the underwriting discipline in today's environment is far superior. There's a lot of different checks and balances. Those are putting demands and pressures on our underwriters. Not only that, their bandwidth of submission activity is through the roof, as is ours. So what's a good opportunity? What's not a good opportunity? You know, what does the retailer expect of us? Do they expect us to run into 20, 30 markets, clog up clearance systems and what have you? In some cases, we have to do that. And that's just part of our service. And that's why insurance companies have robust clearance systems today. But aside from that, what can we do, right? Well, what we can do is we can use our data. So it wouldn't be uncommon of our CRC brokers to tell that client that, hey, instead of running into the entire marketplace, we're going to provide you with a sophisticated marketing summary using our Ready platform and using the tools that we have on deals that are very similar that we've placed in the last 90 days, 1 year, what have you. And you'll see that out of all of those possibilities, our best rate for that account profile is roughly 22 cents. We'll package that up into nice documentation with visuals. And we hope that that will provide your customer a confidence that you did your due diligence. Now, alternatively, that message to the underwriters is, hey, look at what we did. We didn't waste your time. And I think that's what's really special that's happening at this company that I work for, CRC, that we're thinking of our underwriting partners and we're conscientious of their time so that they can spend their time and energy on the stuff that really needs attention.
Yeah, it sounds like underwriters are more likely to pay more attention to a CRC group submission based on the fact that you guys are filtering them out and sending them stuff that they want to see. Right?
Yeah, 100%, Dan. You know, sometimes, look, we have to flip stuff quick and, you know, and perhaps there's not much that we add other than a good narrative on an email. But for the most part, on the stuff that we know needs the extra level of attention, more granularity, of course, we're running it through our machines and, you know, providing great summaries for our underwriters. And that's why, you know, we hope that those get to the top of the pile. Now, the other thing too is everyone's bandwidth, right? Getting in touch with underwriters. You know, I just answered a phone call from an underwriter now. When they call, you have to answer the phone, right? Because you know, you've got their attention. And so what we do as well is when we speak to underwriters, we don't talk about just one account. So in our team, and I know other teams do this well, you know, hey, I know we're working on this ABC account right now, but I know, you know, Rosemary's got this other one into you. You know, how are we looking on that one too? And that one's equally important. So it's, you know, when you have them on the phone, talk to them about the few accounts that you have. And it's so important. I'll summarize it this way, because I know I'm getting a little long-winded here. It's so important to let your underwriters know which accounts are really important and what I like to call hot. You know, I think, you know, on our team, we like to grade an account. You know, a hot deal is non-renewing. A cold deal is renewing a 12-cent deal on a, looking for a 30% rate increase on a 12-cent deal. And a warm deal is something that's in between, right? And a lot of times you can get lost on those warm deals. But in any event, you know, those are type of things that we're doing.
It's a CRC group-wide situation there, where everybody is you know, sharing information. We can talk a little bit about the property advisory group, the practice, a little bit later, but yeah, it's a good time to be involved with CRC Group. We have the tools to help you out with that hard market. What do you think about the hard market? Like, how long is this going to last? This is purely speculation. This is, you know, this should not be considered this is an opinion, not fact, but how long do you think based on what you're seeing, this is going to last, and how can an agent be best positioned coming out of this?
So some of the signals right now that I see, and based on also my experience, has been that, you know, you're seeing the rates increase. You're also seeing some broker CEOs call out the markets and saying, look, you know, be careful because the market will get soft again. You know, there are some instances, and I know this sounds harsh, but there are some instances where perhaps some of the rate increases that we're seeing are totally unmerited, you know, and I don't want to say un-American because I know we're all Americans and I'm not trying to be divisive here. But you know, listen, I've heard that comment from our retail brokers on a number of occasions that, you know what, this right here is un-American. Now, I think that's just where we are as a country right now. And that's, you know, convenient to say. However, the point is, okay, is that clients and customers, insureds, are feeling really hurt, you know, by some of the exasperated rate increases, okay? The 15s, the 20s, the 10s, you know, they understand that. But there's some circumstances where, in some cases, it's difficult to find coverage. Now, having said that, I know my underwriting friends will say, well, yeah, during the soft markets, you know, you're just going to hit us as hard as, you know, the market will allow you. Some of that has truth and some doesn't. You know, there are some clients that, you know, that we have that recognize they could have gotten a 30% reduction and only asked for 15 or 10 and wanted to do it in a more stable environment. However, will it last? Look, we've always believed that CRC, that the marketplace is the driving force behind everything we do. It is what it is. It's a market and we're distributors. We have to be on top and out in the frontier of where that market is. Rates are increasing, but the markets aren't making money. Every day you see on the news publications, these insurance companies that are saying that they're losing money, okay? But their rates are going up. That's a scratch ahead of moment. Alternatively, on the other side, you have these leaders that have so much experience that are springboarding into new operations, right? You know, they're starting new MGAs, they're starting new facilities, there's more capital coming into the business. And these are seasoned individuals that know how to control expense ratios better based upon learning from the past. And they know how to be more efficient in today's new environment. So with that said, they're going to want to write business. And the only way they're going to write business is by earning it. And as distributors, of course, we're going to be right out there in the frontier, you know, presenting risks to them for our customers.
How does an agent, do you have any practical tips? I mean, obviously, probably the same things we go over and over again on this podcast apply. Start your renewals early, right? As early as you possibly can. Make sure your submissions are accurate. I can almost do this part for you, David. I've heard it so many times. But make sure all of your information is there. It's up to date. I mean, obviously, they're getting better and better at the data part of underwriting. Is there anything else that I'm missing, that the agents' practical steps that they can take to win in this market, to better prepare themselves?
Yeah, Dan, you know, our agents are very smart. You know, they're in a competitive industry, and if they're not staying ahead of the curve, you know, they know that they're going to suffer the consequences of the natural forces of the market. The one thing about the market is it's pretty good, pretty quick, letting you know what you're doing wrong, right?
Right.
So from that regard, you know, if there is one agent out there that's listening to this, I would suggest to you that, you know, I think that, you know, when you're dealing with CRC, we actually look at it as our responsibility to help keep you in front of your competitors in our discipline, in our space. You know, I'm talking from a properties perspective, E&O, D&O, casualty, whatever it may be. We're all similar. We all have practice groups where we're, you know, developing and innovating better ways. So I think that, you know, while a lot of this talk is about what can agents do, you know, I think it's equally important for them to know what we're doing to help you. And, you know, I know for us, when we do talk on our groups, that the theme is execute the basics well, share bad news quick. Okay. And then after you share bad news, you better have a warm towel and a plan to think about, you know, on what the strategy is to try to, you know, insulate, you know, the rate increase from getting out of hand.
Of course, just some of the quick highlights of CRC Group, since we're kind of at the end of this podcast, right? We've talked about the Property Advisory Group before, which is a nationwide network of you guys, the producers, who are all sharing information, which I think is tremendous. And you guys have systems set up internally so that you can quickly communicate about different accounts and what you're seeing with the markets, et cetera. So when you work with a CRC Group broker, you're getting that. We've got that Ready system that David mentioned earlier, which is a great database system that is proprietary to CRC Group, leading in wholesale, right? So that's a great tool as well. We have unique insurance products with InsureRisk, and you can find all this information up on our website, crcgroup.com, under Why CRC. We go into great detail about that. So anything you'd like to add to that, David?
Yeah, just to round out what you just said, Dan, you know, the one thing, listen, we all have choices, right? And I work for a company because I want to be here. They want me as well. And the same for my colleagues and yourself. This company believes so much in what I'd like to call the knowledge economy, right? And so if you have knowledge, you can use that knowledge to help you do the number one thing any business has to do, which is to retain customers and get new customers, right? And that is the same thing that our retailers have to do. They have to retain customers and keep customers. And so having that deep market knowledge is only gonna enable us to bring the best solutions. You know where I'm going with it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that makes absolute sense. You know, it's in our best interest to help our agents out. And it's in our agents' best interest to use us to help them out with their buyers to make sure that they're getting the best deals. And, you know, like you said before, it's super competitive right now. So you take every advantage you can to stay out front, stay in the lead with that. So great information, David. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level?
Join Team CRC to gain access to best-in-class tools, data, exclusive programs, and more. Send your resume to resumes@crcgroup.com and read testimonials from our recent hires on LinkedIn. Search for CRC.